Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Poetry Bread Presents the Spoken Word. We are a monthly broadcast here on KURU 89.1 FM and on the web at gmcr.org. We're going to spend an hour together listening to poetry and spoken word. This is a radio program dedicated to exploring poets and their voices. We're part of the Kindred Continuum family of radio shows heard here on KURU. And if you are just joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're a regular listener, thanks for being here with us. We're going to focus on some local voices, but also some state and national poets as well. We like to kind of spread the love around a little bit. And I have an invitation to anybody out there who wants to contribute. If you are a poet, a writer, maybe have some short fiction, nonfiction, something that you'd like to share on the radio here on this poetry show, please just send it my way. You can send any audio recordings to my email at sam@silvercitysam.com. That's sam@silvercitysam.com. And just be sure to let me know the name of your poem and how to introduce you, your name or your poetry name. Submissions need to be about 1 to 3 minutes long, give or take a little. A little under a minute's fine, a little over 3 minutes is fine. A little longer we can sometimes squeeze in. But just if you have any questions, please hit me up, and we'd love to have your voice included in our show and our talented poets here. I also want to kind of remind everybody out there, as before we get started this morning, that April is National Poetry Month, and so, you know, every day is Poetry Day in the world of Poetry Bread, but we are making a special effort to recognize April as National Poetry Month. So if you've ever thought about writing something or wondered whether you're a poet, I would challenge you to go ahead and be that poet and be that writer and write it down and then record it and send it my way. And who knows, you could be on the next installment of Poetry Bread Presents. So we've got a great show ahead for you today. We're going to kick things off here a little bit. We've got some announcements, some poetry, some reminders, but most of all, just thanks for tuning in and looking forward to being here with you for the next hour of Poetry Bread Presents the Spoken Word.
April Blossoms by John Little. I awake cold and step outside to test the morning air. A late freeze, perhaps? The apple blossoms reveal nothing as I inspect them for frost damage. It's hard to know, but life experience has taught me the wisdom of low expectations. By noon, the air has warmed and is filled with the drone of 1,000 bees and the fragrance that draws them and me to this small orchard among the rocks. My pessimism evaporates. There may or may not be apples in October, but these blossoms are in this moment where I too am compelled to be.
Poem from Azima Lila Forest, April Fool's Day. Today, it seems that my funny bone is directly connected to my brain. But on this day, beware of seeming. I am loving the tricks. Oh, yes. I'm remembering that dream of decades ago when my boss told me I'd been promoted to trickster. I wasn't ready then to wear a coyote pelt, but now things are different. Yes, that's it. Today, things are different. In the 90s, Wavy Gravy said, the 90s are the 60s turned on their head. Today is something turned on its head. Don't know what, but it doesn't really matter. It's making me delightfully dizzy. Today I am Coyote, looking for a trick to play, something upside downish. If I could do a handstand, I would walk on my hands up Bullard Street, facing backward, and see how my usual world looks like that. This is so much fun. I hope it doesn't wear off tomorrow.
My name is Renya, And this original poem is called Rerouting, Rerouting. I am sitting in the eye of the storm, sitting in the midst of an epiphany. For months, my creative hands have been on fire, creating with a fierce, cracked, open heart, like there's no tomorrow. Perhaps it is so. Symbolism has taken me over. Icons are coming to life. Living in the desert southwest penetrates my pores. Spirits of past eras awaken my bones, dance in my blood. What is happening is this. None of us know. We think we know. We feel we know. We hope we know. We pray. This moment's epiphany plops me in my writing chair, fully present. The voice within my heartbeat speaks. The symbols of life, the continuum of every era, is in and all around you, is in and around us all. The canopy of all life, the family tree, shakes away the old foundation we've grown so accustomed to, that no longer is serving all. Must go. It must go. Rerouting, rerouting has begun. Hold on or let go. It is up to every heartbeat how and where to go. One question remains steadfast and true. Wait not for tomorrow. Live for today.
The curtains, they parted. The stage was all set. The actors looked certain, lines perfectly read. The public was baffled, not quite settled in. The show had just ended, a crescendo of din. The playbills were all empty. Director stepped onto the stage. In a nervous voice, he wrung his hands and apologized for the haste. My dearest public, this may look like a trend, for all my plays end in the middle of begin. I hope the tickets were not too expensive. I'll give back your money, but first, please just listen. An audience member snapped up to his feet and yelled, "One-act plays can never compete. You've given us passion and drama and hope and pulled it away with your red velvet rope." "Calm yourself, sir," the director replied. "Can't you see that I've tried and I've tried and I've tried to write more than two acts or three acts or five? The end is not here. I can edit, revise." The crowd, unconvinced of his passion and depth, retired to their dwellings and angrily slept. They took back that money and had no regrets. This director, they thought, had no real concept. Our bleary-eyed author sat up in his study, alone with his thoughts and emotions all muddy. Suddenly, like planets, his thoughts came in line. He came to a conclusion. A solution sublime. If there's truth in this text, the play shall survive, be it written in acts of one, two, three, or five. The emotion is there, the length not important. If the journey was good, it was worth the resultant, whatever it may be. Filled with content on the edge of a slumber, to his desk with its journal, our hero did lumber. He opened his diary and began a new column, eager to document new wisdom and knowledge. The following words he penned, etched out in bold: "Life is too painful and precious to hold. I must give myself fully, embrace good and bad, through pinnacles of happiness and valleys of sad."
Okay. Welcome back to Poetry Bread Presents the Spoken Word here on KURU 89.1 FM and on the web at gmcr.org. You are listening to the Kindred Continuum radio series. This is the Poetry Bread Presents installment, heard the second Monday of the month here. And I'm really thrilled to have you joining us here in National Poetry Month, April. I wanted to kick things off with some poems about April. We started our hour this morning with a poem by John Little called April Blossoms, and then followed it with a couple of poems we've heard before here, but they're so good and so appropriate for springtime and for April. First one was April Fool's Day by Azima Forrest, and then Rerouting, Rerouting, a poem by Renya. And then we ended out the set there with a piece called One Act Play by a wonderful poet and voice and artist, Doug Snyder, who many of you may know from his musical talents. He's a local singer-songwriter who has performed on many stages here in Silver City and beyond in the world. So really thrilled to have some of Doug's work here featured. We'll hear a little bit more from him as well as more from John and the rest. But right now we want to take a quick little break and then come back with some more poetry, some more announcements. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.